has joined.
Go to stove.
Go to stove.
Is it just you?
I think so.
Well, let's wait until somebody else comes.
Okay.
Okay.
Anna's here, and so is Malcolm.
Well, then I guess we're not alone.
No, nope. I thought I had unmuted, and I wasn't, so you didn't hear me.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. We're good to see you.
All right. This is a class on the prophet Ezekiel in chapter 38, and eventually we'll do 39. Please hold on a second. I have a short interruption. I'm back. So, as I was starting to say, this is continuing our study of Ezekiel, chapter 38. Today we will begin at verse 6. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte vidhilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. Leakta l'shem yudhe bavavhe. V'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Elohino aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunenei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunenehu. Verse 6, chapter 38. Yomer l'kol agafeha etogarma yarkete tzafon v'et kol ajapav amim rabim itach. Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarmah, in the uttermost parts of the north, and all his bands, even many peoples with thee. There are 13 words in this verse. We know the number 13 connects to the word Echad, which means unity. and 50 letters. The number 50 connects to the 50 gates of Bina. Now, if we look at these individual words, Jomer, Gimel Mem Resh, can be translated as bitterness of three, which would imply the negative tree of life, or it's really not a tree of life, it's a tree of knowledge, good and evil, or it's the tree of death, depending on how your perception. We can rearrange the letters of Shomer to be Mem Gimel Resh, which then spells or translates as from the foreigner or from the convert. But then it answers Gomer with all of his bands. The gematria of Agapeha, all his bands, has a gematria of 99. So it's saying it's not quite a completed process. We have to be looking at what that means, because what I don't have any knowledge of what is Gomer. Is it a nation? Is it a group of people? Is it a person? And then when it says all his bands, what is this whole phrase really saying? I'm not clear. Now, the house of Togarmah is an interesting word because it parses into three distinct well-known words. Tafvav is the spelled out letter Vav. It's the name of the letter Vav when it's spelled out with a gematria of 406. Gar or Ger is, as we know, convert or stranger. And then the last two letters is spelling the word Ma, Memhe, which is translated as what. So this verse can be this word can be translated is what will convert the letter Taf, the letter Taf. Why would you want to convert the letter Taf? Because the letter Taf is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and being Malchut, it is a connection to judgment. First, the word Alecha, Ayin Lamed Yud Kaf Sofit, is being translated as your elevation. I mean, it's not being translated here as in your elevation. It's being translated in the sense of the assembly. But its true meaning is then being elevated. And the final word in the verse, I'm sorry, I was looking at the wrong verse. Same thing with the Alecha, that was the wrong verse as well. Now, when it says Togarma, as we just discussed, that parses into three different words or letters, but the house of Togarma in the uppermost parts of the north. The north represents judgment. So to be saying, translating as the uppermost parts of the north, it's talking about harsh judgment. The seventh pasuk. Ikon v'hakein lecha ata v'kol kehalecha anichalim alecha v'hayita lahem lemishmar. You be prepared, or be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou guarded of them. Why do we need to be told to prepare once, and then we are being told to prepare for ourselves and yourself and all of the company, the second form of preparation? What's the reason for that? Why do we need to do it in that way? And there are 11 words in this verse. The number 11 connects to the 11 ask parts or components of the Ketoret, and the Ketoret is bringing us closer to Hashem. At the same time, the number 11 represents the 10 Sefirot plus the negative system. So we know there's a connection to the negative system built into this verse. And 43 letters. 43 is the word mag, without the vav, but it's also gam, which translates as also. Now, also, as we learned in the discussion of why is Abel sentenced to death by the Bet Din, which was then acted upon by Cain? Why did that happen? Because Abel was bringing his sacrifice not as what was important to him, but as in the concept text of also, or in addition to. And that, to me, is built into this verse, this whole idea of there's a connection here to the negative system, and you have to prepare yourself to be confronting the negative system. And it's really not clear, who are you guarding yourself against? The word is lachem, them. The eighth verse. Miyamim rabim tipaked biharit ashanim. Lavo el eret to Betzet, Me'amim, Rabim Al-Hare, Yisrael Asher Hayu, Lecharba, Tamid Wichiyo, Me'amim Utsa'a, Ve'yashvu Lavtach Kulam. After many days thou shalt be mustered for service in the latter years. Thou shalt come against the land that is brought back from the sword, that is gathered out of many peoples against the mountains of Israel, which have been a continual waste. But it is brought forth out of the peoples, and they dwell safely, all of them. This is a prophecy. This verse is a prophecy having to do with the restoration of the people to the land of Israel, which we know has happened in 1948. If you read it in that context, the land was ordained and struggled over war, constant conflict between all the various nations. But after many days, the land and the people of the land will be mustered for service. And what is the service? They will be mustered for the service of reigniting the land into its proper positive energy, where everything grows and grows large without any damage, without any conflicts. And it says that the people who are doing this will be safe. All of them will be safe. Now, you hear many people saying that they would be concerned about going to making Aliyah to the land of Israel because the land isn't safe. There's all these Palestinians and terrorism, all of these many things that the verse is really describing and hinting clearly that the people of Israel will be safe, providing they continue to do their work while they live in the land, which is a mitzvah to live in the land. There are 26 words, so you know this verse is connected to Hashem and his prophecies and his promises. There are 110 letters. I've been looking for a missing vav, and I don't see any in all of these 26 words. There's no word that is seems to be missing a vav. So the number 110 is connected to the number 11 times 10. So we know the 10 is a stage of completion, a partsuf of 10 sefirot, and the number 11 is something that will draw you closer to Hashem. So this verse is telling us that it's a connection to Hashem, and it's strengthened through the process of getting close to Hashem. Verse 9. We alita ta shoa ta voke anan. The Kasod Haaretz Tihiye Ata Wekol Agamecha Weyamim Rabim Ota. Space for the light of Hashem. And thou shalt ascend, thou shalt come like a storm, thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land. Thou and all thy bands and many peoples with thee. So the question is, who is thou? Now, if we were following logically from the previous verses, it's telling us who are thou. Who is the enemy and who are the people fighting the enemy? Thirteen words is a connection to unity. Echad. Letters, which is Nun Dalet, or more actually, the word is Dalet Nun, which is Din, which is judgment. So the verse is promising a form of judgment to be included in all of the people who come to gather like a storm. So in verse 8, we are promised to be safe. And in verse 9, we are promised that we will be connected to Hashem in multiple ways. Verse 10. Ko amar Adonai Elohim lehaya bayom ahu yalu Divarim alivaveha, the Hashavta Machashevet Ra. Thus says the Lord Hashem. It shall come to pass in that day that things shall come into thy mind, and thou shalt devise an evil decree, an evil device. At the time of this real large conflict that it seems to be developing between verses 8 and 9, at this time, people will be falling towards negativity. The last word in the verse is ra'ah, which is resh ayin hey. So it's the word evil, ra, and the hey at the end means going in the direction of evil. So people are going to be drawn away to negativity. So we need to ask the question, why in verse 9 does it end with a space for the light of Hashem? Before it's describing that you're being drawn away to evil. And that's creating two sets of groups of people that will be living in the land. Who are the two sets of people? The two sets are always, when you're talking about people, the divergence between people is those who are oriented that their spiritual work is the most important, and those who are oriented the other way, towards evil. Second to the last word in verse 10, Mahashava or Mahashavet, the vowels are repeating the segol, but the letters spell the word Mahashava. The mem at the beginning of the word means from. You can rearrange the other four letters, Chet, Shin, Bet, Tav, into two words, which is Chet, Chet, Tav, and Shev, sit. From the sitting of negativity, because Chet, Tav is 408. Or another way of understanding Ketaf is that it, with the kolel for each letter, it becomes 410, which is the Hebrew word kadosh, holiness. So it's coming from the sitting of holiness, meaning holiness is an energy that we strive for. But if it's sitting and it's not active, it's going to create chaos. And that's the meaning, Mahakshavet, or Hamakshava. The 11th verse. We amarta ele aleret perazodavo. Ashoktim Yoshvei Tayaveta Kulam Yoshvim Babein Toma Uvriya Udlatayim Ein Lachem. And thou shalt say, I will go up against the land of unwalled villages. I will come upon them that are at quiet, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. thou shalt say, I will go up against the land of unwalled villages. I read this for English.
Has joined.
But it's not clear who is it going to be going against the unwalled villages. The meaning of unwalled villages is they lack protection. They're open to be conquered. They're open to be changed. And there are 17 words in verse 11. 17 is the number of goodness. Tov. I'm counting 70 letters. So there's a connection between the 70 nations and goodness. We don't normally think in terms of the 70 nations being good, but this is really the tool. The 70 nations are being used as a tool of Hashem. We still don't know who is going up against the unwalled cities. Feel free if you're aware of who is being discussed in this verse. Feel free to speak up. The 12th verse. Lishlo shalavilavos. Vaz l'chashashayim Yadcha al haravot No shavot We'elam me'yusaf Mi'shoyim Osem ikne Kinyan Shishvay Al Tevor. Aretz. Verse 12 in English. To take the spoil and to take the prey, to turn thy hand against the waste places that are now inhabited, and against the people that are gathered out of the nations, that have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the middle of the earth. There are 20 words. 20 words is a connection to manifestation. Through the letter Kaf, which means the palm of the hand. 20 words is the gematria of the letter Kaf. 83 letters, but there is a missing vav, making it 84. I'm not sure what the 83 letters relates to. But this verse is clearly talking about manifesting chaos. And especially the people who are in the middle of the earth. Now the phrase the middle of the earth can be very confusing, but it can be interpreted in a number of ways. One way is that it's talking about the inner earth. Because the inner represents a concept of the middle, from the top to the bottom. The middle of the earth could also be the North American, South American, the North or South American continents. Because from the old ancient worldview, you had Europe and the Middle East, and Asia. They didn't know about North and South America, or Australia, or Antarctica. So the question is, what is the middle of the earth? It could be the Middle East, which is situated between Europe and Asia. And while we still have a few more minutes, I'm going to suggest you might want to ask questions or make comments. But this is a good place to break within the chapter as we're starting to change to different names that we will discuss next week. So does anyone have any questions or comments or thoughts? We have two more classes, a deep Zohar at 4:30 and a regular Zohar class at 7. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful afternoon and evening. Enjoy the balance of your Kodesh, of your new month day. Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov. Thank you, Hanok.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.